I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Johnny Owen, and this is the Best 11 podcast from TalkSport. Mark Webster and I ask our guests 11 questions all about their love of football, from their earliest memories of the game to how their matchday rituals have changed over the years. And at the end, they'll tell us their best 11, a team made up of anyone who's ever played for their club, along with a manager of their choice. Will they pick a cult hero from the past to lead the line, or will they go for a young whippersnapper from the modern era? It's totally up to them, because it's their best 11. Our guest today is one of the nation's most loved and respected actors, a glittering career that includes theatre, TV and film. She became a household name in the late 90s as Mel Owen in EastEnders and has also starred in New Tricks and Red Cap. More recently, you may have seen her in Shakespeare and Hathaway Private Investigators. It is, of course, the brilliant Tamsin Outhwaite. Tamsin, welcome to your Best 11. Can you start by telling us who you support and why?
I support Arsenal, and I support them because it wasn't like I didn't have a choice, but that was who my dad supported. And that was very much a big family team. So I remember my brother supported Arsenal and he played a lot of football. My dad supported Arsenal. My cousin supported Arsenal. So it was very much the team to support. And I don't know, we were out in Essex growing up. I'm not really sure. I think most people around us were Spurs or Arsenal.
Yes. The Tottenham fans... there is that kind of weird part. We've talked about this often before. There's that weird bit of Essex which leads out from that part of London, which is a
very,
exactly, yeah, and it's a real hotbed for Tottenham fans, isn't it?
Yeah, and I used to live in Snaresbrook,
yeah,
which was like E18, so it's like Essex into East London, and so yeah, there was an awful lot of Tottenham fans around there, and maybe a couple of people West Ham. But right. Mainly Arsenal or Tottenham.
Can I ask you then? This is great for people from outside. People like Wales.
It's a big Essex lesson.
Yeah,
you're getting
it's good for us to find out because we know the cliches that apparently this is what we all think. Everybody in Hertfordshire supports Arsenal. That's the cliche of that.
Yeah.
We always think that everybody in the east, spreading out of Essex, support West Ham.
Right.
And then there's the bit up from Chingford that supports Spurs. Is that kind of right? So which part of Essex does it become West Ham?
There is a big overlap around, it's around the sort of top right-hand corner, isn't there, sort of thing, of what used to be Middlesex into Essex. It's that kind of area, isn't it?
Yeah, I also think it's quite random.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, the Essex where I was, Gants Hill, Clay Hall, was mainly Tottenham fans.
Yeah. Right.
But then, you know, I had friends in Islington and they were all Arsenal.
Yes.
And also posh Essex was Arsenal.
Yeah.
Ah, right. I get you.
So like Loughton and Chigwell and Buckhurst Hill,
yeah.
Woodford, that was all Arsenal.
That's that for Johnny's benefit there. That where you know the lions on the posts and the gravel drives.
I do, yeah.
That'll be them. Yeah.
That's Arsenal.
Yes.
Because
Manor Road.
I know yeah. I know Highgate really well, and that's all Arsenal. You only see Arsenal.
Yeah, yeah. So where I am now is North London.
Yeah.
So, you know, when there's a big, massive match on, I can hear it. I can hear the goals.
Wow.
When I stand outside, which
that's
is lovely.
Fantastic.
But, yeah.
But of course, on EastEnders, they would. I always get the impression that they would try. That if they think it's West Ham, you know, it's a fake place,
yeah.
But they
yeah.
give it West Ham, don't they? It's very deliberately yeah. seems to be the place.
There's also a lot of actors that are West Ham there, like, you know, Perry Fenwick
yeah.
and people like that. So if there is a team, like a shirt to wear or a football, they will always wear a West Ham shirt.
Yeah. That's true.
I suppose that is to do with postcodes, even though E20 doesn't exist.
Yes.
Well, supposedly, East London is West Ham and North London is either Tottenham or Arsenal.
And of course, in EastEnders land, we've won the title 5 times in a row, West Ham and 3 doubles and the Champions League.
Yeah. It's only in fantasy you've done that.
Only in Walford.
Yeah. Can we ask you, Tom, about your first football memories? You said about your brother playing and
stuff like that. So the thing I remember most is my dad played for a football team called Eton Manor. And that was kind of Buckerstill Chigwell way as well, I think. And he was the goalie. So he always had the green shirt. He had hair like Pat Jennings. And Pat Jennings was the Arsenal goalie at the time.
Yeah.
And I just remember they had that long 70s hair, both of them. And my very first memories was either like, in a cold clubhouse waiting for my dad, or going to see my brother play when he would get into a football team quite early. And then I'd be on the sidelines with my mum and dad or just my dad. And I seem to remember like giving out oranges and that being
classic. Of course you did.
So that being a proper highlight of like, oh, can I take the plate?
Or, you know you're part of it. If you're going to give out the half oranges at half time, that's you're involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also going in like the boys' changing rooms to get your brother. Cares, hurry up. And just smelling like deep heat and row jet.
It's a very familiar smell. Not a good one, but it's very familiar.
It evokes so many memories for me now.
It does. Yeah, God, that stuff you have to rub on your legs in the
winter
games.
Winter green and raw earth. That's the smell of Sunday football, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What was the first?
Sunday league, basically.
Exactly. Yes. Sunday morning football. It's funny.
Which is back. It's back.
It is.
Welcome back.
And it's really interesting about Eton Manor as well. Boringly, is that during the Olympics, I found out all about this, when obviously they redeveloped the area, is there's a church there, right there, and the public school of Eton donated land for kids to play football on all around the Hackney Marshes area and beyond where you're talking about, Tamsin.
And
Eton Boys School have got like a famous tower, and the church that's built there is a replica of the Eton Boys School tower.
Wow.
Which is loads of history that place has got. Absolutely.
It has a cricket club as well, a cricket team. It's like got all different sorts, and it's a drinking club as well.
Well, you see, there you go. It's got a bit of everything go. I mean, once you got past half an orange, there's only one place to go, isn't there?
I think they were. I don't even think they were quarters. I think they were little slivers.
Tiny slices, exactly. So, like the gum shield version that you used to do, didn't it? I remember that.
Yeah.
What was your first? It would have been a hybrid game, I'm going to guess. Then.
No, my first game of football was Leighton Orient.
Oh, of course, your manor again, yeah.
And that's because it was close by, and I think my dad had two tickets and someone couldn't go, so I went with him. In the same way that they used to have tickets for the Rainbow concert place in Seven Sisters.
Yeah.
So if someone couldn't go, you know, my first concert was ELO with my mum at 9. Ooh,
big.
Good one.
So the thing is you were always a plus one. If someone couldn't take it, they'd take one of the kids. And I'm not sure how much I enjoyed the Leighton Orient game. I just think it felt local. It wasn't Sunday League, but it wasn't Premier League.
Yeah. Because you're in a proper stand, aren't you? You know, you're on a terrace, arguably, or whatever. Yeah,
it's for a young girl. It's a lot of testosterone to take in.
Yes. True.
It's quite loud.
Even with lads, we've had quite a few lads. I was the same. My father took me to a Merthyr non-league game first to ease me in, and we had Governor B saying the same. Then he was taking the Leighton Orient first,
exactly,
as a kid before he went to West Ham, in case it was too scary, 20,000 and 30,000 crowds, which can be
ease you in generally,
6 years
ago, probably. I found it a very comforting. It's a comforting thing for me when there's football on in the background.
Vicky says
on
this.
On the telly, I mean.
Vicky says exactly this. She puts it on sometimes, and I'm going, you're not even watching a football. She goes, I like it on in the background.
No, it's the sound.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
So it makes me feel like I'm at home if I can smell dinner cooking and I can hear the cheering.
Yes.
So there's something there about being a kid that feels really warm and family and homely.
That's really good.
Really that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, the sense, just exactly the comfort zone of that sound and those smells. Yeah. Isn't
she
that amazing?
She said it reminds her of when I asked her, she went specifically Saturday night.
Yeah.
When she was allowed to stay a little bit later, she was getting a little bit older, and the sound of Match of the Day, the music. So that's something she really likes during the music.
Yeah. Match of the Day music.
Yeah.
I love.
Yeah. It's fascinating.
And it hasn't really changed that Match of the Day music.
No, no. Oh, no, no. It always, it will take you straight back to where you were, won't it, that music?
Yes.
That's
it might have been updated, tweaked slightly. But also, the thing that I also found really comforting was Dickie Davis's face.
Yes, World of Sport. That's right.
World of Sport.
That was great.
ITV. I don't know whether that was 70s or 80s, but...
70s definitely, and into the 80s. A lot of wrestling, and then the results would come in. That's when we'd start watching.
Yeah. Now, he looked like my dad, with a tash.
That thick
and
hair.
And curly hair.
Yes.
It reminded me,
I'm lucky, because I've got a few years on all of you. My one was the big match on Sundays.
Yes, I remember that.
Because that was a mad dash from football to pub closing to big match starting.
Yes.
That was tiring, but had to be done.
Do you remember as well, a lot of people talk about this, Match of the Day, and especially Big Match, used to show games, not just from the first division, from the second, third, and fourth division.
So access to
imagine
everything.
Imagine that now. So you'd see like a fourth division game, wouldn't you? Like Hereford against Cardiff or something. You know?
Might have seen yourself at Brisbane Road,
yes,
you see,
exactly,
and that could have easily happened.
I mean, listening to that when you'd listen to, and now fourth, the talking would go on forever, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Second division, Accrington Stanley.
Yeah.
Come on, baby.
That rhythm. Yeah.
The rhythm of it is, that's another thing.
It's a thing. There's a really famous story. I don't know how true it is, but I want it to be true. Back in the days of HTV Wales Sport, when I worked there in the past, they said to me that there was the afternoon results had to be read, and they couldn't get anybody back there in time. And there was a girl who was working there who knew nothing about football or sport. I mean, when I say knew nothing, she knew nothing.
Right.
But they just said, well, you need to read it, because she was back in the studio. And the legendary story goes that when she picked it up, she obviously went, League One, Arsenal 0. And because she'd read League One, she managed to get every single result wrong in the whole football league.
Two Roddy's Mastermind sketch.
Yes.
Just always behind.
Always just one behind.
And it's live, isn't it?
And it was live then as well. She's got every result wrong.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I hope it's true.
I hope it's true as well. I like the fact that you went from ELO to the O's as well. And that's, you've got that nail down there. That's perfect.
ELO,
that is.
Great band.
Yeah, I mean, I think my parents had quite good taste in music and in... entertainment value, I suppose.
Yeah.
Your stuff, again, the Rainbow stuff there. Well, that's famously Bob Marley, like the Rainbow was. I think it's the last Ziggy Stardust gig as well, wasn't it? I think it's Bowie's.
Really?
Bowie's retirement.
I saw Daryl Hall and John Oates there.
Oh, classy.
Early soul
stuff.
Which
was great.
Philadelphian Blue Eyed Soul. Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Class.
I was playing She's Gone this morning.
No.
Yes. Were you?
Isn't that strange? I was playing
She's
it.
Gone.
What a song.
Noah, I take the devil to replace it.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
I'll tell you what, probably what we'll do when we play this out is we'll play the actual Hall & Oates rather than
we'll
us not murdering
we'll
it.
We'll do that.
Please do.
We'll do that. We'll do that.
That'll happen. Don't you worry.
Tamsin, your favourite player as a kid?
Oh, it'll have to be Liam Brady.
Oh, yes.
Class.
Everybody knows
he had a nickname,
this.
Didn't he? He was Chippy Brady.
He was Chippy.
Right. Chippy.
And so there was something about the fact that he was called Chippy Brady that was really familiar. I knew that he had like a curly mullet. He had a lot of curls, didn't he?
He did. He had a fantastic head of hair. And I like the reason I like, I've mentioned, because I'd written a piece about Liam Brady once, and I thought, well, Chippy, that must be something to do with his skills with his foot, like a magical foot.
The ball?
No, it's because he liked chips.
Is it?
Yeah.
See, I thought it was about him chipping the ball.
You'd have thought so, wouldn't you?
It reminded me as a kid of chips.
Yeah. Well, you were right. You were on the correct lines then in that case then. He actually liked chips as a kid. How about that?
Brian Clough, apparently, the great Forest team that won the European Cup, tell me Brian Clough, they asked him once about Glenn Hoddle.
Right.
And he famously goes to them, Glenn Hoddle, it's my best Clough impression, you know what I mean? Young man, is decoration on the pitch. Now, Liam Brady, he's a player. That's what Brian Clough said.
So we put in there. Well,
massively rated Liam Brady compared to Glenn Hoddle.
The thing I remember about Brian Clough is the banners that used to appear that used to say "Stuff Clough."
Yes,
yeah.
Football fans and their
Glenn Hoddle actually
did the banner. Yeah, exactly.
Spelt me wrong. But yeah, Liam Brady, absolutely class footballer. And I like the fact he went out to Italy. And become a star, came back and played for West Ham.
I knew he'd get that in.
Well, it's because it's that thing is that he came back as apparently like he's past it because he was 31 or something when he came back. Because in those days, 31 was pretty much retirement age for footballers.
Yeah.
But he was magical for us. No, I think you've that's a very great choice, that is.
And
he's always
he wore that kit very well.
He did indeed. Class act.
A wonderful left foot, wasn't he? A wand.
Yeah, indeed.
Okay, so can you explain to us your match day rituals when you went up to the Arsenal? What they were like then and what they were like when you've gone in latter years?
So when I had season tickets for Arsenal club level, it was at a time where I felt like I was earning quite a bit of money, and I bought season tickets for my dad and my brothers. Nice. And so we had five in a row.
Brilliant.
And what actually came about was that I was mainly doing theatre. So every Saturday matinee, I'd be missing a game and giving my ticket to someone else. And so I was paying all this money for everyone else to go and I could never go.
What a girl.
So eventually I just gave them up. I thought this is just a waste, really. But in the couple of years that I had the season tickets, My ritual would always be from my house to walk there because I always felt like if I walked, they would win.
All right.
Like there was something wholesome about making... It was about a 40-minute walk.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how you get home, but it felt like every time I either drove, got a cab, got the bus, that we would lose.
Ah, right.
So then it became a thing that if I don't walk to the stadium, we won't win. So just give myself an extra hour, and that was my ritual.
I like it.
I was doing. We got quite a lot of response to this. The other week, Wales were playing, and do you remember I was doing push-ups to get us every 10 minutes?
Yeah.
And Vicky came in, and she was like, "What are you doing?" And I went, "Shh, if I do these push-ups, the other team won't score." And I managed to get through to the end of the game. So me doing push-ups, like you walk into the game, does have that effect, Mark. You know, it does affect the result.
Or in terms of dropping and doing 50, sort of like...
She didn't have to do that. The walk was enough.
That would have been a bit weird.
The walk was enough.
Johnny, did Vicky buy it?
Said again.
Oh, yeah.
No, she just thought... She was like, are you mad? But, you know, when we won then, she was like, okay, I can see why you did it.
Yeah,
but I always tell a story about being a kid and I rolled up two pieces of socks and I made them into a ball and I was smacking them against the radiator and Wales were playing Spain. I'll never forget it. And Wales went 3-0 up, which was ridiculous against Spain. There was a time of Ian Rush and Mark Hughes. And my dad was getting a bit, like, twitchy because every so often there's something would bang against the radiator and he went, what are you doing? And I went, every time I do this, Wales seem to score. And he looked at me and he went... All right, carry on. Because he didn't want to disturb the he was like, if I stop him and they score a goal. So we all have it, don't we? We all have that thing where we can affect it. Mark the other week, right, was watching a game in the pub. Well, that
madness,
was the point.
Really.
He didn't watch the game. He wouldn't watch the game.
I can't watch. It's been great, and you know, it's a burden and a boon. Is that your team's on all the time? Is that I don't. Outside of a pandemic, I don't like watching this on the telly. But of course, it's the only way to do it. So I've had to train myself. So on that note, have you kind of obviously that was the walk there? Are you still going regularly when you can go? Do you have a contemporary ritual?
No, I actually feel like I'm a bit of a lapsed fan, and I couldn't even tell you the team at the moment. You know, I'm just completely. I feel like I gave up.
Yeah.
Is a bit sad because they were lovely times, but nothing will be as good for me as the times where it was certain people.
Right. I know what you mean. A lot of people feel like that.
So, and maybe it's just that you grow out of it. I don't think it, and it started becoming, you know, I quite liked having a warm beer at the half time.
Even though it's not meant to be. Yeah.
It's just like laid out on the side. You'd never be able to do that now.
Oh, God,
Not even a lid on the top. You know, anyone just, can put anything in it.
Just sneeze
all over yours. You know?
Brown beer stood out in nature. Anything could fall in it and probably did. Oh, yeah. That's a bit like the theatre, though,
like
that, Tamsin.
You know, going out and having a warm beer and paying £29 for two hot dogs.
Yes.
You know, it was ridiculous in lots of ways. But it's also, it kind of killed it a bit for me. I'm just really happy watching it on telly.
That's fair enough. I mean, what was your era then, Tamsin? What was the time when you were like, I love it now?
You know, Thierry Henry, Vieira.
Well, dear, you were spoiled. Yeah. Let's be honest. I mean,
that was you know, they were pretty incredible.
Yeah.
That team. And Ian Wright, for me, was, well, he is Arsenal, isn't he?
Yeah.
He just represents Arsenal to me.
Yeah, I mean, if ever there was an example of somebody on the pitch who literally, a bit like Charlie George, I suppose, who could have stepped off the North Bank and been playing for Arsenal, it was Ian Wright, wasn't he?
He's that proper working class hero. He's a fella who started late in the game and just ended up doing something that he loved. And I think we all warmed to him for that, didn't we?
Yeah, and also, I don't feel like he's ever changed.
No.
As a person, his feet are really on... firmly on the floor. Whenever I see him, he's always lovely. He always says hello.
Yeah.
You know, he's... I just feel like he was Arsenal.
Yes.
He is Arsenal.
He represented them. Tom, have you ever seen that thing on YouTube where he meets his old teacher?
It's incredible.
Isn't it one of the most beautiful things?
And in the post a couple of weeks ago, I got sent up Ian Wright's face in a chocolate.
Did you?
We all sat round and ate it.
Of course you did.
You know, we are proper Ian, like even the kids go, Ian, right.
Yeah. And they never have seen the kicked a ball in anger, would they?
Playing. They're 12 and 8.
No.
So I think it's the era of him. I mean, I think Thierry was a bit after that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, we'll see.
Ray Parler, Lundberg, Bergkamp.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to squeeze all these in your team soon. Yes, so yes. We'll keep your powder dry on that for now.
Okay.
Now, have you picked up in your time, therefore, a really nice piece of memorabilia, a memento that you cherish?
I have. There's one thing that's wrong with it. Is my name spelt wrong on it?
Oh.
So it's spelt with an S, and it's Tamzin with a Z.
Yes.
And it's David Seaman's own shirt. He's a... goalkeeping shirt, and he's written on it, "Happy Birthday, Tamzin."
Nice.
So that is probably my favourite bit of memorabilia, but I don't want to like start altering it and turning it into a Z. And I don't know if I could ever sell it as memorabilia because you just got to find someone called Tamzin with an S to sell it.
Well, listen, you never know. It might be worth it one day. Yes. Although, of course, the beauty of that being a goalkeeper shirt is the echoes of your dad as well then, isn't it? It's perfect.
Exactly. That's what it feels like. But it's not the green, you know. It's not the old school green.
No.
It's blue.
Is it?
Yeah, it's light blue with navy arms.
I think I remember that one as well, yeah.
Funny enough, I could picture David Seaman in many... he got the multicoloured keeper jersey era, didn't he?
Yeah.
There was some... You think it's like to put the forward off.
Yeah.
You know, as you glance up at goal, and basically you sort of this psychedelic...
Looks like one of the Grateful Dead is in goals.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what, though, Tamsin? I was going to say, you know, like those really rare Beatles albums because they've spelt sort of McCartney wrong or something like that? That's what that shirt could be.
Or it could be it. Yeah.
It's true. I also have a very rare vinyl of Paul Weller, and he's also written to Tamsin, "Happy Birthday, Love from Paul Weller," and it's spelt with an S on there as probably quite tasty memorabilia.
That is tasty memorabilia.
Well done.
Talking to a Paul Weller disciple here, as Mark knows.
I know, his little eyes lit up, I'll be honest with you, Tamsin.
Really?
Love Paul Weller.
Yeah, it's true.
I actually used to know him quite a way back, because I know musicians that played with him, and a friend of mine used to do all of his backing vocalists.
Oh, wow.
So I've known him for years. And I remember once meeting him backstage somewhere quite early on. He went, "All right, Tam." I think this was before EastEnders days. So I was doing a lot of theatre.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the band said to me, "Do you know what his nickname is for you? Legs."
Ooh.
I just remember thinking, oh, my God, Paul Weller calls me Legs. Paul Weller calls me Legs.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, and then obviously years later, it probably could have been anything. Corned beef legs, chunks legs, you know.
I'll tell you what.
I realised it wasn't necessarily a good thing.
Paul Weller giving out nicknames is a bit like Moses coming down from the mount with the tablets. I mean, you really have been anointed, haven't you?
Yeah, you take that.
Yeah.
Oh, dearie me. Johnny's dreaming of having a nickname now.
He does call me the Welsh lad. That's not really a nickname.
No, that's
because he can't remember my name.
It's so generic.
Yeah.
And I do have legs. So,
it's true. That's a very good point. Yeah.
Maybe his nicknames just state the obvious.
Okay, exactly. That's right. He's being very literal with everybody.
This is the Best 11 podcast with Johnny Owen and Mark Webster. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Now, there's been some fantastic Arsenal kits. It's one of the most famous kits, let's be fair, in football.
Yeah.
Have you got a favourite?
I've got a favourite because I remember, I'm sure it was Lundberg.
Yep.
Obviously, because of what he looked like. In, you know,
in his pants.
Yeah. Just pants, really.
Just
yeah.
Pants, yeah.
Just running about in the pants. I mean, they were yellow and blue. No, he had... I seem to remember it was the red and white one. It was very heavy on advertising. It was the JVC.
Yes.
One.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it was the short sleeve with the V-neck and JVC across the front, red and white, because I think I remember my favourite players wearing it.
Yeah. It kind of harked back to a more classic shirt, didn't it, that one, I think?
Yeah.
It was
I mean, obviously, I really like the old school ones.
Yeah.
You know, when they are just like the round neck with the, and it's just that's a different colour to the rest of it. The white sleeves, the red front, the red collar, and it was just red and white. I loved that.
Simple.
But that was Liam Brady days, I think.
That was the Liam Brady. Do you know where the Arsenal kit actually comes from? Do you know this story?
No.
There's a plaque.
I know it comes from the shop up the road.
Yes.
The Gather store.
There's a plaque in the Nottingham Forest boardroom that Nottingham Forest lent them their first kit, which was red. That's why they play in red.
Ah.
And it was because Nottingham Forest team came from Chilwell, Arsenal and Barracks, and that's where they played the Arsenal.
Woolwich end of the Arsenal.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, and they lent them the kit. And when they played each other, this is the best bit, because they both were in red, to differentiate, Arsenal wore with white hankies around their sleeves.
Which explains the white sleeves.
Why they explain the white sleeves.
Wow.
And there's a plaque. Well, that also explains why when you used to, I don't know what the sticker books were called when I used to collect the
Panini
stickers.
Panini?
Yeah.
Panini?
Yeah.
But Nottingham, I could never differentiate between the Nottingham Forest and the Arsenal kit.
Yes.
And I remember getting very frustrated because I'd stuck the things on
that's the worst thing.
And then you've got to try and peel it off.
You're just going to have to go over the top and waste one.
Yeah, waste a whole sticker.
Which is...
Back down the shop.
Oh, dear. That's your weekend ruined. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I appreciate that.
See, loads of lads are still into Panini of our age. The Euros ones that comes out, they all get really excited. I see on, like, Facebook and stuff, and they've all got the stickers and stuff.
Oh, they'll be starting again soon now, won't they? That big plastic bag at the front of the newsagents with a free packet in it, which, of course, you're paying for.
Yes.
But, you know, it says it's free, so, you know, you'll take it.
They're expensive, aren't they?
They are. Yeah. So once you start, though...
Addictive.
It's like Pringles, isn't it? Yeah. Once you get your first six stickers in a book, you've got to go on. You've got to carry on.
I think that sometimes I get a little bit annoyed about football, about how much it's turned into a financial thing.
Yeah.
And I don't just mean the stickers. I mean, like, I don't know. It's why when you get these heroes like Marcus Rashford coming out that you think, thank God, there's people still around that have got a lovely conscience, that aren't just buying 15 watches, that aren't driving around in Lamborghinis. And I don't know. There's something about all of the flashness that puts me off the football.
I think a lot.
You know what I mean?
A lot of fans feel like that. A lot of people feel like that.
Yeah, I think, but the beauty of it is what you pointed out at times, and is it isn't all one thing. You know, they're capable of being everything. They're human. You know,
yes, of course.
You're a young person with a lot of money, you're going to have a flash car. But when you get someone like Marcus Rashford who says, I know I've got a lot of money, but I've got a lot to give.
I'm going to use my platform for something really good.
Feet
are so firmly planted on the ground that I'm going to invest my money in property and make sure, you know, or whatever.
Yes, good shout.
Because I've always had a thing, you know, when you decorate your house, you know, if you put a snooker table in it, it's a footballer's house.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love interiors, but I don't want it to look like a footballer's house, which is a terrible generalization. Because I know for a fact that, you know, an awful lot of footballers' houses are beautiful and very tastefully decorated. But for some reason, I do have this thing of like, there's so much money in there and not necessarily lots of taste or moral compass. So I get a bit annoyed about it now. Have I lost all your listeners?
No,
you're still there.
Putting your most agreeing.
Yeah, exactly. The nodding away says it with you. And of course, I've now worked out that this would be the only reason you have never had a snooker table in your house, I'm going to guess then, Tansy.
Well, I remember the first time I bought a plasma television screen and someone came over and went, oh my God, why don't you get a snooker table? It's like a footballer's house. And I remember thinking, oh, because it's a flash thing to have a big plasma.
Yeah.
You know, and now obviously a television means nothing to people, but I suppose it's the, I've got so much money, I don't know what else to do with it.
It is toys, isn't it? You know, exactly. It's baubles, it's, you know, it's shiny things. But as you say, there's a lot of money in it. And as you point out, Tamsin, you're not from Chigwell. You're not like that. That was another. Essex.
Is that posh Essex?
Posh Essex.
But it's, I suppose it's a materialistic outlook, isn't
true,
it?
True.
And, you know, I'm very, very guilty of, if I'm feeling a bit low and I want to do a bit of an internet shop, it might not be clothes, it might be cushions, but, you know, there's some form of buzz you get from buying something. Mm. So, I'm not silly. It's just, I suppose, you want everyone to be like Ian Wright, because he's not really flash, he just loves the game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people,
and they're not all like that, are they?
The 50 grand watch would be—that is some impulse buy, isn't it? Yeah, but as you say, it does happen.
Yeah,
better off sticking to pillows and candles. That's how Vicky always goes down. Yeah,
nice.
That's what I do.
Can't have too much. Can't have enough candles in our house. Oof.
You've never ever. There's no such thing as too many candles.
Do you know what? If we how about we do a range of candles that smell of deep heat and turf? we might make a fortune.
Great idea.
Sunday League candles.
Really expensive row jet.
Right, okay, so your favourite team that's not yours, that's not Arsenal?
Oh, well, weirdly, it's probably Spurs.
Yeah.
Really? We had this the other week, didn't we? We had a Spurs fan, Brandon Block, said his soft spot was Arsenal.
He's a lovely fella.
He's great.
And it was a similar reason.
Family thing, yeah.
Yeah.
It is a family thing. I think it's because some of our family were Arsenal and some were Tottenham. And the people that were Tottenham were brilliant people.
Yeah.
So it's probably Tottenham.
It's quite interesting, this, Marcus, one for Tamsin can open up for us all here, because, you know, West Ham, Millwall, but Mark Baxter, good. You love Mark Baxter, don't you?
Yeah.
And he's a Millwall fan. So there's Swansea fans that I know, Pete Jones, George, and they're some of the nicest lads you'll ever meet. There's a point where, you know, your rivalry can't let it affect your outside world and friends.
Well, you've got to be mature about it. Unless, of course, West Ham are playing Tottenham, in which case, no.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Unless
but surely, if you're 2T, like if Arsenal are playing Spurs, you become even more of an Arsenal fan.
That's a very good point. You're allowed to kind of set all that aside for that 90 minutes, and that's the fun of the fair then,
absolutely,
isn't it? That's a great point.
Yes.
Great point.
Love that. Right, okay, so now here's the $60,000 question. We're going to pick your best 11 now, Tamsin.
Yeah,
so,
I've got them.
You've got them. She's on it. Mark writes them all out as well.
I do. You'll be delighted. I'm going to pen it all down for you.
It's going to be controversial, I think, because I've probably picked too many defenders and not enough kind of...
That's Arsenal's way, surely, from the 80s, the year you were watching them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, go on.
So, So my goalkeeping was a big toss up between Pat Jennings and David Seaman.
Yes. Yeah.
But it is David Seaman.
Okay.
Even though he put an S in your name, that is that.
No, he can't spell my name properly.
Well, spell him S-W-E-A-N. Yeah. David Seaman.
Has he still got a ponytail?
I think it probably fell off.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't think he would have cut it off, you know. I don't know. I mean, does that happen?
I mean, moving to London, he's the most Yorkshireman ever, isn't he? Since Fred Truman, I mean, you know, creaky, he talks like that. And he had a ponytail when he moved to London. It was such a thing where people from Yorkshire would go, what's he doing there? What's happened?
You know what I mean? No. It was his thing, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was very
great
much his
goalkeeper
thing.
As well. Yeah. Great goalkeeper.
And he was enormous, so no one's telling him to take his ponytail away. So that was no you.
And seemed a lovely fella, always smiling.
Exactly.
When he was, you know,
that's what I always saw. Yeah. There's something lovely about a footballer that's very good at their job and also a lovely man.
Yes, absolutely.
That's very reasonable.
Absolutely. So he's in.
So for me, it's Ian Wright.
Yeah. Okay, we're sticking him up front.
Yeah.
Sol Campbell.
Yeah.
Centre half, gotcha.
Centre half, yeah.
Thierry Henry.
Up front
with him, right? Yeah.
Tony Adams.
Centre-half with Sol Campbell.
Good. Is he captain?
Yeah.
Is he captain?
Actually, Tony Adams got to be captain.
Yeah, fair enough.
Ray Parlour.
Midfield, right. Gotcha.
The Romford Pelly.
Yes.
They call him?
Yeah. Indeed. One of Essex finest.
He's very strong. Essex
football team as my little brother for a long time.
Did he?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So I remember giving him oranges when he still had it, he was very young and he had curly hair.
He has to get in the team then.
I was just thinking about you guys. Can you imagine, you know, when somebody's trying to have two oranges? Remember how she would kick off?
Oh,
you've had one.
I'd actually nick them as if I was playing.
Yeah. I mean,
I completely got why you would go back for seconds.
It was so territorial. Hey, you've had one.
Yeah.
Let everybody else have one first.
That's four oranges. Cut them into four pieces. That's 11 men in the sub. I mean, it's really simple, isn't it, really? So I think I'm at 16. I think
hold on a sec. The subs had four oranges.
Well, listen, they got to get something. I mean, unless one of them's got their jumper and they're also the linesman, you know. It's a tough ask. I was linesman enough to know that.
I love them all referring to little Tams in. Who's had what?
Yeah, exactly.
Tell us who's had what. Come on.
Is he double orange?
Is he doubled, yeah. And what about him? He's sub and jumped three.
She's in control.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, God. What have I said? Ian Wright, Sol Campbell, Thierry Henry, Tony Adams.
Yes, you're doing good.
And the Romford Pellies.
Yes.
Dennis Bergkamp.
Bergkamp, okay. This is an attacking force you've got here. Okay, Bergkamp.
Freddie Ljungberg, because I want to watch him.
Yeah, of course you do. I'm putting. He's
in yellow and blue pants.
Yes.
That's what he's playing.
Lee Dixon.
Right back. Excellent.
Then I've got Liam Brady.
Yep.
Oh, well, that's okay. This midfield is the exciting
is
midfield.
Is it too strong
it's
in the midfield?
Extraordinarily impressive midfield,
It's a very decent team.
And Patrick Vieira.
Could play sort of as a defensive midfielder. Well, he could play anywhere, couldn't he?
Well, I mean, I've toyed with Paul Merson.
Oh, good player.
And was there a Malcolm McDonald?
Yeah, was a Malcolm McDonald.
Super Mac, yes.
So Malcolm McDonald in Liam Brady's team, I remember well. Yes. So I'd like him on the bench as well.
You've got him, exactly. He was your big, strong number nine.
So the final
question. Is that quite a strong all-time 11?
It's very, very strong. It's very strong. I mean, it's got everything there. I was going to say, so now you've got the final question for you is, who's the manager?
Oh, George Graham.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Somebody hasn't gone arson. She's gone,
it's always been good.
Uchi Graham. Yeah, George Graham.
It's where it all started with George Graham, you'd argue.
That's it. In the
modern era. Fair enough. George Graham it is.
Uchi Graham. Good looking man as well, wasn't he? He had the tan, didn't he? And there's always the smart with the suit and all the rest of it, George. He had it going on, didn't he?
Yeah.
He really did. It's all coming back to me now. I was actually at that match. What was that match where... Was it Martin Keown that during the celebrations fell off and broke his something?
Oh no, it was the League
Ian's,
Cup. Moral?
Fell off of Tony Adams' shoulders broke his arm.
Yes.
Who was it though?
Is something Morrow?
Ian Morrow.
Yeah, Ian Morrow was it? Something like that.
Steve Morrow.
Well played.
Steve Morrow.
Yes.
Well.
And I was there at that game, and I remember that very well because it suddenly there were stretchers coming on, and he really hurt himself.
Yes, that's right. Is it Wembley?
You fall off of Tony Adams, you fall from a great height.
Oh, it's like falling
that's
a big,
it.
It's a big fall
off the Empire State Building, isn't it?
was it the FA Cup final?
It was a final. It was definitely one of those games where you played Sheffield Wednesday in I think, that's the League Cup and the FA Cup
King
final.
It's like King Kong coming down, it would have been.
And it was just art, you know, they were celebrating.
Yeah, I know.
They were, yeah.
Put a bit of a dampener on it, didn't
it? Bit of unfortunate, yeah. Wasn't it, really, when you think about
but,
it, yeah.
But listen, we're still talking about him all those years later.
Exactly.
So,
there you go, there you
exactly
go.
Exactly right.
Tamsin, that was absolutely fantastic.
Brilliant,
thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, I really enjoyed it.
The Best 11 podcast from Talk Sport.
Thank you for listening to the Best 11 podcast. Don't forget there are new episodes out every Monday and Thursday, so join us for more football memories and another Best 11 very soon.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.